Accession number 30618.
Mr. John Robertson, Reel 3. So where did you go after Arnhem? I mean, were you just in Holland and Belgium? What happened?
Yes, we stayed in France. We went to France.
You went to France?
Yes, part of the occupation army. Well, the Liberation Army. Liberation Army.
But that would mean going backwards, because Arnhem's in Holland.
Yes, I know, but we went to France.
So you went back to France?
I went back to France.
What were you doing there?
We were rounding up, partly also we were rounding up German soldiers that had been detained by the British Army because they were suspicious and that had escaped. We were rounding up soldiers, German soldiers.
What do you remember of that?
Well, I remember. I don't remember much. I remember that the military police had certain indications about where they might be, and we were sent out in small units looking for them. And sometimes we found someone, sometimes we didn't.
And anything happen?
Nothing much happened.
Were you acting as an interpreter at this time?
Yes, I was acting as an interpreter.
No, tell me a bit about that.
That was in a different setting. That was in a different setting. Not in the infantry. I was then sent to a unit, to a unit which was called Claims and Hirings. That was really an administrative unit.
Of who? Claims and Hirings? Who were they?
The British Army, BOAR.
And when was this? After the war was over?
That was after the war was over. After the war was over.
So
after 45.
So what were you doing when the war actually ended? Were you still doing the rounding up of Germany?
I was still in that unit in France. Yes.
So you were still with the
infantry.
The DCLI. And were there any celebrations when that VE Day?
I'm sorry.
Were there any celebrations?
Well, yes, everybody was very glad. Everybody had been very pleased that, you know, that this was the beginning of the end, at least. And
so how long was it before you were sent to this Claims and Hirings post?
I was discharged from the army in September 46. This was at the beginning, at the end of 45. End of 45.
So what were you doing up to the end of 45?
Well, at the end of 45, I was with the infantry.
So where were you? Still in France? Or?
Yeah, still in France.
So what were you doing in France?
No, in France, yes. We went from France, we went to Germany.
What, the battalion, the unit?
Yeah, I'm sorry?
The battalion went to Germany.
Yes.
Italian. What were you doing in Germany?
Well, in Germany we had occupational duties, supervision of this was the occupation. Supervision of towns and centers and bridges and so on generally. And there were quite a lot of.
Which area were you in?
We were in the Wiesbaden area. Wiesbaden. Yes.
Wiesbaden.
Yes.
With a W.
W-I-E-S-B-A-D-N.
Anything happened while you were in Wiesbaden?
No, nothing much happened.
So what about this Claims and Hirings? That was after that.
The Claims and Hirings was after that. But the Claims and Hirings was also in Germany. It was not in France. It was also in Germany, I'm sorry.
And what were you doing there? I mean, what was the job in?
the job was to go out with surveyors in they were uniformed surveyors, to go out with surveyors, do translate things, act as a interpreter for them. They were going out looking at property, seeing where they were looking at claims which had been made against the British Army for property that had been damaged during the occupation. Not damaged during the war, damaged during the occupation. And I act as an interpreter. Now, in the course of that, in the course of being with the Claims Commission, Claims and Hirings Commission, though that had nothing to do with them really. I landed one day with a military police officer. I don't know how it got to him. Yes, well, they were looking for an interpreter when I was there. And then he hadn't got an interpreter. I landed with him, and he went to Belsen, to that concentration camp, to that Belsenbergen concentration camp, which right on the first day of the occupation of that
camp. So that was when you were with the Duke of Cornwall Light Infantry?
Well, that Duke of Cornwall Light Infantry was my parent unit.
And what do you remember of your visit to Belsen?
Well, I remember a disastrous impression of corpses lying everywhere on the floor in the huts and so on. And that was the beginning of it. I mean, the beginning for the occupying forces, for the British occupying forces. And of course, later there was some sort of system was organized about trying to clear up, and there weren't many people still alive there.
What were you doing on that first day? Were you only there on the first day?
On the first day, well I was there for 2 or 3 days, yes.
And what exactly were you doing?
Going around with this military police officer too. He was one of many other British officers wanting to to see whether he could find people who were responsible for the camp, for the administration of the camp. We did find some, but they were all very confused.
Do you remember any of the interrogations or the investigations that we?
Well, they were routine investigations, because the more advanced investigations didn't take place there and then. They were just, you know, who are you and what are you doing and what is your function what was your function in the camp and so on and so forth. But they were then sent on. These people were detained and were sent on.
And you were just doing the interpretation during. Mm-hmm. And did it have a big impact? I presume it did have a big impact on you. I mean, did it upset you a lot at the time?
Well, that upset me, yes. Well, all these experiences upset me, but that in particular upset me because I was a monstrous situation with a camp full of corpses.
Now, so anything else about your time? Well, we've gone back to the infantry there, but while you were with the Claims and Hirings Commission, I know that's a bit there.
No, that was.
So you were out there till 46, were you?
46, yes.
And what about your demobilisation? What do you remember about that?
Well, I was. My mother had secured a place for me at University College London, a law faculty. And I started my first term as I got out of the army in September.
So you went to university?
Yeah.
You went to university?
At university, University College.
Studying law?
Studying law.
And what career did you go into? I mean, did you settle down into career?
No. I stayed, I did my law degree then, and later I did a bar exam, trained as a barrister. I had a did the pupillage, but didn't practice as a barrister.
So what did you do? How did you set, what was your career?
I was working in a shipping firm, using my legal knowledge.
And have you ever thought, I mean, obviously you do go to Germany, how long was it before you went back to Germany, you know, after the war?
Well,
did you feel strange about visiting Germany? How did you feel about it generally?
No, but you see, my father was in Munich, and I went to visit my father when I was at the Claims and Hirings Division. I got leave to go to Munich from Wiesbaden. I think I was in Wiesbaden. To go to Munich and visit my father. So I went, until I got discharged, I went several times to Munich to visit my father. And then, of course, after I got discharged from the army, I didn't have much to do in Germany. I occasionally went to visit my father, but nothing else, nothing. I had no other contact with Germany. I had a certain amount of contact through the shipping firm I was working for. They were concerned with freight, export-import, of shipping for export-import in the city of London. Big, fairly big firm, Borchert Shipping Company. And
okay, thank you very much.